Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about what is haunting the Horridge House with Katie Hopkins. Now, is that pretty common to get that kind of EVP there?
That's a pretty
strong one.
I mean, we definitely have had EVPs there. Pretty crazy ones. We've got a few on our website, actually, from Lulman Paranormal that are from the master bedroom, but nothing screaming like that. So that's the first time I've heard the screams. I don't know if any other team has and hasn't shared. I would think they would share that with us. But yeah, I think I can safely say we haven't had anything that significant.
And it does seem like a reaction of anger, sadness, mm-hmm. frustration,
right.
all of the emotions being hurt.
Yeah.
You know, it was a painful kind of scream,
mm-hmm.
is how I felt. And especially when he's talking to Elizabeth.
Right.
And this was her home. And then she passed away. And then this young woman comes in and starts changing it.
Yeah.
So I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Mr. Horridge in the afterlife. He's like dealing with both of them and the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
That's a lot to deal with. So do you think he's in the house as well?
I do. We definitely have had people come to us saying, you know, we got this and this from George Horridge or Mr. Horridge. And we've had, you know, people say that, oh, our REM pod went off when we asked this of George. And so there's definitely direct responses that have happened while communicating with George specifically. So yeah, I think all three of them are definitely there.
And I saw a picture somewhere, I don't know where I was looking, mm-hmm. of the basement, and it looks really sure. creepy. The basement looked really creepy.
Yes, it is a creepy basement. I mean, it's your typical 1859 limestone dirt rock basement.
And is there activity down there, or am I just reading into it by seeing
No, there picture? Is, yeah. There definitely is. I would definitely say that the most haunted room in that house for us, at least, has been the master bedroom upstairs and the parlor. But the basement definitely has activity. One of our friends, Corey, has gotten scratched in the basement. We do have a picture of that on our Facebook page of his back, where his back got scratched. We've heard a growl in the basement. We've heard a laugh in the basement. We've seen shadow figures down in the basement. So yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of activity that's happened down there, with a spirit that we kind of feel really isn't coming off of anything from the home. We almost feel it might be more of an elemental kind of spirit, has just kind of derived from the elements around. So there's a lot of different things that have been experienced in the basement.
Well, and with the limestone too in the basement, mm-hmm. you know, that could add to that.
Right.
As well.
Oh. Yep, absolutely.
And I do think it is interesting that, you know, for the historical society to kind of embrace the paranormal side of it, a lot of times they don't. And
yeah,
I don't know if that was a hard thing to get people to understand that you could make some money doing this, but right. you know, cause it does bring in much needed funds at times, yeah. but when you have a house that's this active, you kind of want to share it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, really with this society, we didn't have a lot of convincing to do. Sharon had already, you know, she let us and a few, you know, people who had found the, I mean, whether it be the Horridge House, the Depot, or the Ray House at that point, when they had found out about those buildings, Sharon was getting requests from people, just there was no official setup to set up an investigation, and there was no marketing, anything that, you know, would help to bring even more people in. And so Sharon had interest and just offered a free will donation to come in and investigate. And so that's really kind of, I mean, she had already been starting some of that. The board was on, you know, on board with that. And we just came and said, we're going to just help you get this kicked off officially, to where people understand that you have locations, because it's one, people love when a new kit location pops up, but two, we didn't really have any other locations in this area of Iowa.
We were talking about the objects that were brought in. Now, I don't know if these were part of the house originally, but there's a doll room in the house, and I've got this thing about creepy dolls.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just, you know, bad experience maybe as a kid, or maybe it has something to do with my mother's porcelain doll collection, but that she used to have. Is there activity around the dolls too?
Yeah. So the dolls are not original to the Horridges. They were donated by one woman, one lady that was, she was from Vinton, from the area. But yes, there is activity around the dolls, especially the big one that is in the case. We had a YouTube paranormal show come out to the house called Twin Paranormal, and they had a lot of activity with the doll. I mean, it was moving on its own. They had the REM pod set up next to it, and it would just go crazy. We've had our K2 set up by it before, and it's gone off. We now have put a lock on the case, one for two reasons. One, to, you know, hopefully keep whatever is attached to that doll there, but also we don't want teams pulling all the dolls out and
Right.
You know, me breaking them of any sort. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely, at least with the one doll, I'm not sure of the others.
I always find it really interesting with dolls because it seems like the attachment would be a young child. And so mm-hmm. you think that nothing terrifying would happen because it's a young child. But even if it is attachment with a young child, a doll mm-hmm. moving seems pretty frightening to me.
Yeah.
You know, so do you have any idea of that doll's history and what could be going on there? Because if the same woman owned that doll and these other ones, mm-hmm. what makes that one different?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much of the history of the dolls. I just know that the one woman owned them and donated them to us. Could it be that there was always an attachment with the dolls? I mean, yes, but is it likely? No. I think that when they were brought into the house, and I don't even think that an attachment or anything was really attached to the dolls, even before really we started paranormal stuff. I'm almost thinking that with all the teams that have come through, the spirits even that have probably come through attached to teams and people, maybe one caught on to that one. She's pretty significant within that case. She's big. She's the biggest doll in there. She's also, her eyes, when you put light directly on her eyes, they turn white. So she's kind of the creepiest doll within that case.
That is so creepy.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's really hard to say. I mean, I honestly think that it's probably something that's been brought into the house and they've just so caught on to that doll.
Well, and when you bring in into that house already that has activity mm-hmm. and then all these other items and then people kind of stirring up the activity, mm-hmm. that does make sense.
Right.
Do you find that there's other items that have been brought in that you also think might be have something attached to them?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I was mentioning the Ray house earlier and we did investigate the Ray house. I mean, a handful of times and it was really, really active. And we always had a lot of activity in this room that had a wedding dress and a wedding marriage license. And a picture of the couple in there. We always had activity in that room. And I don't know necessarily if it was the couple that was tied to the wedding dress. I just almost think that either something in the house liked that room, liked the wedding dress, liked something to do maybe even with that couple. But it was always in that room. And so we actually brought, once the Ray house sold, we brought all of that stuff to the Horridge house. And the interesting thing with that is when we were at the Ray house, we would always use, you know, a ghost box or a necrophone type to communicate. We use that to try to talk to the spirits. And we got to the Horridge house after everything had been moved in, and that exact same female voice is now coming through at the Horridge house.
Really?
And so, yeah. And I mean, she's a very distinctive, lower tone, almost kind of a whispery female voice. And her voice comes across a lot when we are using our devices, like a ghost box or a necro phone device.
I don't know how I'd feel about that. Kind of excited and creepy at the same time. Like, oh my God, she's here too.
Yeah. We don't know what to think about her quite yet. We always felt pushed out of the room in the Ray house. Had a lot of different feelings and energy in that room. So we have yet to do even a little more investigating at the Horridge house with it. But the voices, I mean, it's there and you can definitely hear it.
How do you as an empath deal with paranormal investigations? Because, mm-hmm. you know, you suck in all of that. And do you have to have, even being in the Horridge house, not even investigating it, just mm-hmm. being there, do you have some tips that your tricks of the trade that you use to kind of like protect yourself? Because that's a lot going on for someone like you.
Mm-hmm. You know, as with time, it just almost becomes like a unconscious thing that you just learn to control and not let things attach to you. When I was younger, I definitely had to be careful because I did get a lot of attachments, especially energy attachments. But the more I grew into it, the more I practiced it, really, it just became easier to not let them do that. I think one of the things too is, you know, typically if it's a dark place, I usually carry around some kind of stone, whether it be, you know, black tourmaline or something like that. And then I usually also will carry around, whether it be sage spray or even, you know, burnable sage, just to cleanse, you know, myself after, just depending on the activity, things like that. But I think, you know, especially when I became a mom, I was like, I can't be having spirits, you know, attached to me and coming home with me, for one.
No.
But it also, I think, helped me put up a guard as well, because now, like, I mean, I have children involved and I need to keep them safe, for one, but it became almost like I could just envision, you know, as they say, envision that white light around you for protection. And that's something I think that I've just grown into.
Because I would think, you know, I'm assuming you're in the Horridge house quite a bit.
Yeah, it really depends. I'll actually be there tonight for a board meeting. So, but I mean, it really depends on how many bookings we have, you know, and what's going on in our personal lives. You know, there was a time when we were there, I mean, every weekend, just to get things ready, get things set up. And usually in the summer, we're there more often than in the winter time. But we do live about 35 minutes away from the Horridge house. So when we can get there, we're there. But I mean, it's not probably as often as most think.
I always think when you spend a lot of time in a place, and you have over, because you've been in and out of there, literally,
yeah,
for absolutely quite a while, that you kind of get to know the spirits there. Mm-hmm. Do you kind of feel like that? And two-part question, that's one part. And the other part is, do you feel the energy change day to day?
That's a really good question. I'm glad you brought that up, because, so I had mentioned the Russell house where I really started all of this, and I became very attached to the spirits there. It was the Russell family. And I felt like I knew them, even though they had been dead for 150 years. And I just, when I had to leave Waterloo and leave the Russell house, it was almost like I was leaving my family. It was very big to me to leave that house. And I actually, thankfully to say, I get to go back there in October for an event. They actually asked me back this year to host an event and be a guest there. So just kind of put that out there. But, you know, so I felt so attached to the home, to the family. You know, I always paid my respects to them and told their story. Where the Horridge house, there's certain connections I have there, but I also feel that it's very hard to pinpoint which spirit you're going to get that day or even in that moment in time. I mean, you could be talking to one spirit for 10 minutes and then all of a sudden it's a new spirit. And it's really hard to form those connections with certain spirits when they're changing so often. I have a very big connection to the house and to the, to just Benton County alone. So that really helps me with the Horridge house and creating those ties. But also it's hard to do that when you don't know which spirit you're connecting with. And yes, the energy changes a lot in that house. It changes. I mean, it can be in seconds, it can be in minutes, it can be in hours, or it can be in days, but it changes all the time. And that's one thing too, that again is hard to connect with, because again, you don't know what energy is going to be there. And it's not always the best energy in that house. But there sometimes is very light and fun energy. I mean, there's a time when my husband and I, we had a date night and we decided to go to the Horridge house.
Romantic.
And so we went, and again, as I mentioned, this is a 35-minute drive for us. We went into the house, we walked in the back door, got into the original dining room, And we got to the threshold of the door where you would then go to the upstairs. And so we got to the door and we could see the stairs, but we couldn't move any farther. And so it was almost like there was a wall there. Like, we shouldn't go. That was the energy. It was like, nope, you should not pass this line right now. And it was just not a good energy, I guess I'll say. It was an energy that it almost felt like it was trying to even protect us. Like, it's just you two. There's maybe somebody here that isn't going to be so nice to you. Let's just stop right here. And we went in and researched the rest of the night.
That is interesting, because it wasn't just you. It was you and your husband.
Yeah.
Feeling the same way. And you know that it kind of makes sense to me with that house, because, and I think this all goes back to the scream that we heard earlier, that it just seems like there would be a struggle for who's in control of that house.
Right.
Because Carrie, on some days, this is my house. And then other days, Elizabeth, this is my house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so that kind of makes some sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think they're both there, that would also keep them both there. The other one's never going to move on because that one's still there. And then it's like, you know, it's like a divorce and the first wife and the second wife, and they're still fighting.
Yeah.
They don't like each other. And even though Elizabeth passed away, what was her poor husband to do? He didn't want to be alone.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And mother-in-law, right in the middle of it, she's standing up for her daughter, as she would. And poor Mr. Horge, right in the middle.
Yeah.
Trying to keep the peace.
Still feuding in the afterlife.
That doesn't make sense to me. So do you have, when the teams come in, do you find that they're kind of consistent findings with different things? Or there's once in a while something just comes out of left field and you're like, I had no idea about that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of consistency, but there's also some things that are not. Like I'd mentioned, we did have a team tell us that they connected with, it was called, what did he call himself? I can't even remember now. But it had referred to Augustus Herman Rock, which was Elizabeth's first. Oh, the partner. He referred to himself as the business partner. And Augustus Herman Rock was George Horridge's business partner. And so he referred to himself as a business partner and would not come out of the kitchen area in the back. And he was staying in there and he would not come any farther. So that was different because we had never really had any teams tell us that they have connected with Augustus Herman. We have, I would say some of the twin paranormal stuff was new, like the doll moving. We had never had the doll move. We did have experiences with like the K2 and things going off with it, but hadn't had the doll move yet. So that was interesting. And I mean, then we also, of course, just have like, you know, the typical, we got voices, we got footsteps, we got, you know, I saw shadow figures. A lot of people do say they connect with the family. And then there's some people, we actually did have a person tell me, she emailed me. It was in the middle of the night and she said she was sleeping, but then all of a sudden heard a scream and that woke her up and she couldn't sleep the rest of the night. And so that's kind of different too, is we don't hear just random screams very often.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that it's open during the day, correct? So people can come in and tour the museum.
So we have hours on Wednesdays. That's when some of our society members are there doing genealogical research. So I'm sure they'd be happy to give you a tour. If you want a paranormal tour or a very, you know, an in-depth tour, you would have to set up an appointment. It would be by appointment only, which you can do through our Facebook page or the Historical Society Facebook page. So we do have two pages. We have the Benton County Historical Society, Vinton, Iowa. which is the main historical society page. But then we have kind of the sister page of the paranormal tours, which is the Horridge House, Benton County Historical Society paranormal tours. And so you can do either, or you can message that Facebook page or ours, and we'd be happy to find a time to give a tour.
Yeah. And I just simply searched Horridge House and you can find it. And in fact, I will just put a link. So wherever you're listening right now, you can click right there or just search for it yourself, whatever's easiest. So will you come back? I'll read one or two of your books and then, or I could read all four of them, actually. Nothing's stopping me. But come back and let's talk about one of your books.
I would love that.
That would be great. But wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time on your birthday. You are awesome.
You are very welcome.
And that wraps up our conversation about the Horridge House with Katie Hopkins. For more information, visit their website, find the link in the show notes, or search the Horridge House at BCHS Paranormal Tours on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.